You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy tells me that he had his first ever call to 911. Tell me that story.
Well, it was just a few weeks ago. We chatted about it briefly, you know, that I was rear-ended in my truck. America's pickup got rear-ended by a woman that was high as a kite. And yeah, we had to pull over, and I, you know, in the heat of the moment, you're still kind of shaking and all that, but I actually had to dial 911. That's the first time I've ever had to do that. And it just felt kind of weird. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling to, you know, nobody was in immediate danger or anything like that. It was just a car crash. But to have the other end pick up and say, 911, what is your emergency? And you got to tell them everything that went down. It's kind of intense for me. And it kind of led me to posting on Facebook the other day about, you know, the reason that you called 911 and the sillier the better. And the best story that I can think of is when Sweet Knickknack, who is one of these people that stops and gets dogs all the time that are running loose. I mean, this is like her thing. She'll swerve across 470, you know, multiple lanes to get a dog. There was one running loose in the neighborhood, and she went and was trying to get it in the car, and the dog was nipping at her, fairly large dog, and it bit her in the butt. And she had to go home and call 911, and an officer had to show up. She had to report the incident and show the officer her butt. And the dog bites, and, you know, get the name off the tag and everything of the dog. And I was like, well, that'll teach you to go chasing after all these wild animals all the time.
Now, how much of her butt did she have to show?
Full
like
butt.
Like turned around with her jeans still on, or she had
drop and show cheek, man. She had to show cheek. It was a female officer that showed up. Oh. And yeah, she had to show her butt and the bite marks to the officer, and it had to have been documented. So that's the funniest thing I can think of. Hey, 911, what's your emergency?
I've never heard that before. That's good.
I have puncture wounds on my booty. Can you send somebody?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, some of the other ones started rolling in on Facebook. Bobby commented and said, I had to call 911 because there was a very large cow blocking a back county road, and they had to get the police out there to remove that. Rachel said, I called 911 because my kid super glued his eye shut.
Oh, no.
Well, here's a more serious one, because a crackhead was breaking into the house across the street.
Yes.
Okay, that's a little more intense.
Definitely make that call.
Have you ever had to call 911?
Oh, several times, but never, I can't remember ever calling for anything that was in like an emergency with me. Like, I have witnessed car accidents and called 911 to get, you know, emergency services out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of them was bad, too. It was a T-bone right in front of me. Like, we were at a red light. Light turned green for us, and this lady pulls out. She perfectly right of way, green light, but a car coming the other, you know, direction just sailed through that red light, and I watched, you know, 20 feet in front of me or whatever, boom, she got like T-boned.
Wow.
But the one that was the most interesting was several years ago when I was driving up, when I lived down in Littleton, and I was driving up University. Was that a university or Colorado? University, heading up to go to the radio station, and it had to be 4:30 in the morning. And as I'm there in the Cherry Hills area, passing through the Cherry... I didn't live in Cherry Hills, people. I was driving through. There was suddenly, right next to my car, a giant horse.
Awesome.
Like, standing in the middle of the road, and it was right next to my car. And I remember calling 911. I was like, there is a horse on the loose... On, you know, on University, somebody needs to get out here because,
like,
we do not want
nay.
That. It was pitch dark.
Yeah, you don't want to hit that.
And there's a giant horse. So those are the reasons I've called. But I've never had to call for like some weird, funky emergency before. Alyssa wrote in and she said, I had to use the 9 emergency at 11 o'clock at night because of a raccoon in our trash can with a peanut butter jar stuck on his head.
Aww. What a way to go, though, if he hadn't called. What a way to go. Kristen said 911 because I opened the smoke alarm in the basement to change the battery, and all of the smoke alarms started going off. I couldn't get them to stop, and the firemen laughed at me, but I still don't know why they all went off. So she had to call 911 and say, I can't turn off my smoke alarms. Keith said 911 because my grandpa fell out of his chair at Chili's. He was fine. It was just weird making a call saying that somebody fell out of a chair. Yeah, they'll still show up. It's fine. And then Verla, the handle broke off my hot water faucet in the bathroom, and it was shooting hot water straight up near an outlet. Firemen came. They even brought a wet vac and helped me clean up.
Oh, look at that. Service with a smile. And then before we run to the phones, this one from Susie. She goes, when my nephew was 3 years old, he got stuck in a 1930s era school desk.
Nice.
Had to call 911. Firefighters took the desk apart to get him out.
That's awesome. That's like this, that's good.
That's like those stories where kids get their heads stuck in railings and stuff like that.
My Nicole's nephew got his head stuck in the toilet seat. He put his head through the seat, and the fire department had to come and like chop it off because his big old head was stuck in the toilet seat. Toilet seat, yeah.
How big is that kid's head?
Let's say he just plays for Oklahoma State now as a linebacker, so he's a big boy.
God. That's a giant head.
He had a giant head.
To the phones we go. Here's Sarah. Sarah, why the call to 911?
I was outside letting my dog out. It was late at night, and I heard what sounded like someone trying to open my car door. And so I peeked around the corner, and I see, like, a figure hunched over my car. And then I see him move towards my daughter's window. So I peek around even more, and he's crouched under it. So I call, and all of a sudden, the police helicopters are there. The police were there. And it turned out the guy was drunk and had thrown up down the side of my car. And so he was just trying to find a place to, like, pass out.
You got police helicopters to your house because a guy was puking on your car?
Well, the scary thing is he was crouched under my daughter's window.
Oh, okay.
And we lived on kind of a busy street, so it wasn't like he was on the side of our house in between houses.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. All right, yeah.
Puked worth on your car.
I had to call the car wash instead of 911.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Corey, what do you got for us? Why'd you call 911?
Very similar story to Jeremy. About a year ago, I was rear-ended by a guy, totaled his F-150. His passenger went through the window, totaled my E-350-ton van that I use for work. And anyhow, long story short, he pleaded with me not to call 911. I'm like, it's a work vehicle. I got to call. So long story short is it was, you know, no one was hurt. They said, okay, well, we'll get
even the person that went through
the
windshield.
Went through the window.
I'm good. I'm good. We good. We good.
That guy ran. He was gone.
God.
So anyhow, we're sitting there, and the police say, okay, well, we're going to send somebody out.
Yeah.
Long
story short.
I thought this was a long story short.
What happened?
What happened?
I'm trying to give you the highlights. It's crazy. Cop comes by. She says, oh, this is not my territory. See ya. 2 hours later, cops finally show up.
Hold on a second.
2 hours?
Corey, hold on.
Long story short.
It was too long.
Then what happened? How this ends.
You do?
Aren't you on the edge of your seat?
Not really.
Put him back on. I got to know how this ends.
Well, he kept saying long story short. When you say long story short, that means...
Just take out the short part.
Then you just end it. Long story short, the cops came out and the guy was arrested. That's how you do it.
I don't know. I feel
short.
Like something else happened at the end. There's got to be a payoff.
Long story short twice.
There's got to be a payoff.
Still didn't end the story.
Put him on.
Well, let's guess what the ending's going to be before we go back to Corey.
He fell in love with the police officer.
Oh, I don't even want to try to... I cannot do that one. All right, Corey, long story short, how did it end?
Well, he went to jail for the night and then got out the next day and was scot-free. And he's tooling around Denver still.
That's the payoff, Corey.
That's it?
I made Dom go back to your call.
There's all kinds of more details in the middle of it.
Grab a beer sometime, Corey, and we'll talk about it.
I can't put him on hold. You're going to have to do it, Jeremy. Right. Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling,
buddy.
If
there's a God in heaven, don't let there be any more details.
I got to know more details. We'll get a beer, Corey. We'll meet up. Come to our happy hour.
Oh, Corey, we're just having fun. Don't be mad.
I don't think he's mad.
Your ending would have been better.
I wish he had fallen in love with the police officer.
Oh.
Damn it, Corey.
Jessica, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Jessica, so long story short, why'd you call 911?
So, long story short, I almost hit a naked man with my car.
Yeah, you did. There it is.
That's how you do it, Corey.
Did we find out why he was naked?
No. No. He just kind of ran out in front of us. started shaking his pants. And so we said, well, maybe he needs some help. So, we're going to call 911.
Okay.
And my 15-year-old daughter saw all of it.
Oh, that poor girl. No.
It's
trauma. No. I would have hit him anyway. Just for that.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Close your
Jessica,
eyes, honey.
Thank you for the call. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Long story short, what happened?
The little backstory, my dad had just had open heart surgery and had one of those little, like, breathing machine things to, like, help you build your lungs back up.
Okay.
And my sister tried it out, but she had just put a mint in her mouth, like the Starlight mint, and inhaled it and got it stuck in her throat.
Oh, man.
So they called 911, they came and showed up and said, eat some peanut butter.
Okay.
Is that supposed to help the mints pass?
Yeah, kind of like help it stick to it and swallow it down.
Really?
Huh. I've not heard that before. Why would you put a thicker, stickier substance in with something that's stuck in your throat?
Was it stuck in her throat or did she already swallow it?
He said it was stuck in her throat.
I guess it would grab the sides of the throat and just kind of drag everything down, right? That was a dumb one.
That's like if you've got a clogged toilet, someone's saying, throw a bunch of toilet paper down there after it.
Right.
Here's Jennifer to bring this up. Jennifer, long story short, why didn't you call 911?
My cat ran away and I found him trapped inside the hood of an SUV.
Yeah.
And I had to call at 3 a.m. to have the cops come out and track down the owner so they could open the hood of the SUV so we could get him out.
Now, wait a minute. How did you know he was in there? You could just hear
him,
or what?
Yeah. I came out with some food, and I was calling to him, and I could hear him, and then I could actually see him, and he started sticking his
come on, mittens.
Through the,
come on, mittens.
The little hood, or that little grate thing
sure.
in the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the cat's name?
And so that's, his name is Newton.
Newton. I wasn't far off.
Mm. Come on, Newton.
Yeah, so, yeah, new got stuck in an SUV, and that's how I met my new neighbor.
Oh, now there's the ending.
Yeah, did you fall in love with your neighbor?
No.
Oh, man, nobody's fallen in love with these stories.
Dang, that would have been a great ending. But Newton turned out fine,
that's
so everything's good.
Thank goodness. That could end very badly. Here's Tina. Know. Tina wrote in. She says, I had to call 911 once because a guy was laying in a park near a creek I live by. Didn't look right. Can't explain it, but I just got that 911 feeling. When the police got there, the poor man was just taking a nap.
Yes.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoops.
Getting a few like that. Allison said, called 911 when I passed a minivan pulled over in a runaway truck ramp, thinking it must be an emergency. She goes, no, they got out and were just taking scenic pictures of the mountains.
Uh-huh.
In the runaway truck ramp.
Don't do that.
Flatlanders. You know they were from Kansas.
Right.
You know they were from
Look
Kansas.
Look at these mountains.
Purple Mountains Majesty, hey, there's a little ramp we can pull off on.
I am still so skeptical that that guy went through a windshield, got up, and ran off.
Well,
I'm
long story
still
short.
Still really skeptical about that. Long story short. I don't know.
We need to do a segment at some point that we just call Long Story Short. And we're going to figure out the rules for it and how it would play out. But we really need, based on Corey's long story short, we need to come up with a segment.
We'll just do it at 7.
Ideas,
let it carry into 8. Let it carry into 9.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
All day. Long stories.